sweet Jesus, thank you for being with us in thick and in thin, teaching us to sacrifice for our brothers and sisters in need. Help us to see you in them, and with all our hearts, bring them comfort. Amen. Well, I want to thank you, dear heart dwellers. Thank you so very much for providing for the poor on the Mesa. We were able to buy wood for 10 families, 3 on the reservation and 7 living out on the Mesa who used basically sagebrush to heat their homes with. They are too poor to buy a chainsaw and most do not have adequate transportation, so it's very hard for them to get wood. So this is a wonderful thing you did for them, and pictures will be coming soon. I just heard the Lord say, when I was cold, you wrapped me in a blanket of love. You sacrificed for me, and even now it has brought honor to my name. Thank you. Wow. It always gets to my heart how grateful the Lord is to us. Jesus began, my children, strengthen yourselves with patience. There are things planned against you that only brotherly love and patience will derail. The enemy is counting on a hasty response to be irritated for little things that go awry. He wants you to overreact, so he has planned many things, one after another, to set you off and against your brother or sister. Do not allow this. You have all made mistakes before. So if someone makes a mistake or does not do what was expected of them, do not react in anger. I don't react with you in anger. You should never react in anger with your brother or sister. Rather, consider your own failures and smooth over what could be a potentially hurtful and even destructive reaction. Well, there's a little history behind that. He began speaking to me because I think I've had at least 7 things that went wrong today. And most of them, they just added up and I was ready to go right over the edge. But all of them were about miscommunication and follow through. You know, that would be, forgetfulness, possibly. Several of them cost time and money, but that's not what's important. The bond of brotherly love is the most important thing. Knowing we are not perfect gives us a reality check to consider before we open our mouths to complain about someone else's perceived negligence. And carefully doing things with intention and concentration will also short-circuit different kinds of negative reactions. The enemy is looking to cause alienation, division and separation, hard feelings. He's always wanting to bring us down a notch, guys. Always. He schemes against us, focusing on our shortcomings. In other words, we may be doing something without really concentrating on it. You know how it is when your attention is drawn away from the task at hand. Or perhaps we don't stop to ask about how much garlic to put in the pesto, thinking 3 hands of garlic is the same as 3 cloves. Yikes! But the Lord turned it to good. We just adjusted the recipe with a lot more oil and basil, and the meal was salvaged, plus plenty left over for a whole crew on other days. In another situation, it failed to register that I wanted a window on a certain wall because we were working on a hermitage. So the man working on it started to build a brick wall. I caught it just in time for them to remove the brick so it could be reused and done properly. And we talked about the window, but somehow it didn't register in the plans. So the man who was helping us did what he thought made the most sense. Dear ones, these are little contradictions that life presents to us. And just before the satanic feast of Halloween, the practitioners are working hard to earn credits with Satan because they're looking for favor with him and a promotion. Miscommunication is used to cause disagreement and strife, ultimately bringing bad feelings and division. But if we refuse to become resentful or angry, those plans fall through, and we pass through them as though they were a stream only ankle deep. You may say something correctly, but a demon intercepts it. I mean, this is real, guys. He changes the meaning and sends it right on its way to the other person to confuse and alienate them. I cannot stress to you enough that this is a reality. It really happens, and happens all the time, because Satan is forever lying about your brother to cause separation and resentment. Miscommunication is one of his most effective tactics because it breeds distrust. Brotherly love and patience are your only recourse, dear ones. Don't become angry or speak deprecating words against one another. Guilty. But recognize how many times we have failed to understand others when they're speaking to us. In fact, there is nothing in this world we have not failed at one time or another. That's the great equalizer. And I had a message for you, sharing Nana's journey from her childhood into the Lord's arms. But somehow it didn't get put up and you missed it. But I'm really enjoying the fruit of the messages the Lord has given us and seeing just how deeply many have grown. What is a challenge for me is seeing them passing me by in holiness. I get two reactions. The first is the enemy trying to incite insecurity and jealousy. And the second is, Lord, I see them growing deeper and really passing me by in dedication. I think I must be lukewarm and lazy. At that point, the Lord began to speak to me. But Claire, my beloved, your race is not over yet. You still have your mountains to climb. There still is growth for you just ahead. I'm not retiring you. Far from it. You will be growing as we climb together until the day I come for you. I will be here, living inside of you and walking beside you, teaching you the ways of love. And your motherly influence is needed, very needed. So we will continue on this climb, not by your strength, or you would falter, but by our strength. Yes, the infusion of my strength into your very being. This is no time to think of fading away. On the contrary, this is a very dynamic time to use your experiences to teach others and form them. Each thing I have done in your life carries with it many, many lessons and experiences. These are needed in today's world, much needed. Those who have not known my gentleness and kindness are discovering me for the very first time. They are seeing the real Jesus, the one who willingly suffered the worst torments on the cross for each of them. But even that can be portrayed as stern. No, that's not the right picture altogether. I want them to see the mothering side of me. I want them to know my tenderness as I dress their wounds and lead them on a path they never dreamt of. You, by your nakedness and your transparency, have made it safe for them to come to me, even seeing me as a tender mother. You are willing to disclose your foolishness because you have acknowledged who you truly are and truly aren't. This has given your flock permission to be human, to have flaws, to stumble and get back up. This has made it safe for them to know me as their healer and consoler. This truly has disclosed my Father's character, nurturing, protecting, enjoying his children, and even lifting them up when they fall, putting a ring on their finger and helping them to scale the heights, spurred on by love. The stern depiction of my Father is for his enemies, not for his children. To his children, he is more tender than a mother, wiser than all eternity, and so loving that he weeps with those who weep and celebrates with those who celebrate. He is not a disconnected and faraway God, as some religions depict him. He is living within those who have become sons and daughters of God, even as it's written, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That's 1 John 3. Jesus continued, "No, he is not that nebulous and distant force. That is why he sent me to live among you, that you might understand the depth of his love. You have nothing to fear from the Father if your heart seeks righteousness and truth. It is those bent on evil and harming others that have much to fear. Yet even in that case, he never tires of making efforts to draw them to himself. If your heart is set on what is right, when you fall, he comes running to stand by and pick you up as you cast a glance in his direction. But if you presume to be forgiven and use that as license to continue in sinful ways, he sees the desire of your heart, but must guide you through the realities of life in the spiritual dimension until you become stronger and are willing and capable of saying no to sin. Your enemies are many, my children, and they feed upon your suffering and downfalls. But we are always here to pick you back up and set your feet on the right path. To his friends, he is the tender Father, meeting every need and dwelling inside of you. To his enemies, he is a terrifying power, capable of annihilating them in a split second. But even then, he is always ready to send forth the invitation to conversion from evil to bliss and great happiness. And just as an aside, he's not talking about an invitation to the demons, but an invitation to those who work with the demons to convert. Jesus continued, "Yes, my daughter, you have come into this world to stand for what is right within a man, to nurture and lead and bring my people a true understanding of who I am to them. Claire, you mustn't ever stop writing about my goodness. Each day my children seek the manna of my love. Beloved, I know the forces set against you. I know the lies sent against your ministry. But those who love me know my voice, and you must continue to speak my love to their hearts. Do not be discouraged by the many setbacks you have experienced. Just keep bringing them my love, and I will be with them to heal, console, and guide. Your ministry is unique in that you encourage independence of thought and action based on a real and substantial relationship with me. I have brought others to catch the flame of love I have lit in your torch, and then go out into all the world with a simple message of my love and true presence in their lives to live the promise I have made, that what I have begun I will bring to perfection. I love you, my heart-dwelling family, and I call on you to persevere in what you have learned and bring others the joy I have brought you through these messages. I bless you now with perseverance in the battle and brotherly love that will never falter or fade. Have no fear of your failures. I am here to pick you up again and again."